Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A new survey shows that evangelical pastors are supposedly backing away from politics this election cycle. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There is a new survey out, and it is part of George Barna's organization doing surveys of evangelical pastors. The numbers from an American Culture and Faith Institute survey conducted last month show that compared to 2014, conservative pastors are about half as likely to sponsor a voter registration drive at their church, about 10% fewer of them plan on passing out voter guides, and only 6 in 10 of them even plan on talking about the importance of voting.
Wow.
Obviously, these are some concerns that we need to address. Matt, you know, the problem that we have are pastors who don't connect the dots between the Bible and reality. You know, one of the things that we have seen in our Covenant Journey programs, where we take our young college-age students to Israel, and we connect the dots oftentimes or do biblical teaching, one of the things that they see is that the Bible really does speak to all of our lives. And unfortunately, sometimes we're not receiving that information in our local churches.
Yeah, I'm reminded of that verse in Scripture where Jesus says to go into the world and be salt and light, except for issues that are that might be called political by your opponents. I'm kidding, of course. No such verse exists. We are to be salt and light. And what's happened here is these cultural issues that fall under the purview of the church, these are the moral issues that the church, that Christ has, it tells us to speak to be salt and light. Well, in a culture that loves darkness, you know, light is blinding. It's illuminating to those who seek truth. It's blinding to those who, you know, hate the truth, and they will scurry for the shadows when the light is shown. And in a culture, you know, salt, for instance, is a preservative. It preserves. It has a preserving quality. But in an open wound, it burns. Well, our culture is an open wound, and it is up to us to preserve our culture, to be the preservative. And you're going to burn people with that. And I think that this is a convenient excuse, unfortunately, for many pastors to get out of these controversial issues because it's uncomfortable. You know, they'd rather wear their skinny jeans and stand up there and be hip and cool than actually engage the culture on matters of truth.
You know, according to this Barna report, it says pastors are facing policy issues that they haven't faced before. A large share of today's pastors have no idea what to teach about the issues of the day. They're not sure how the Bible actually connects with these issues. So it might also be an issue of maybe just lack of knowledge.
Well,
they're in fear.
I think that's where it goes down to the very bottom of the problem here. Because when you think about pastors walking away from politics, politics has this negative connotation. Politics we associate with certain candidates. Oftentimes we associate
right.
them with presidential candidates because they're the ones that are most visible. We associate them with people, their character or their lack thereof, their statements or their misstatements, their truths or their untruths. And so that's what we associate with politics. And a lot of times we don't want to be associated with that. The problem that I think is happening is that that's not politics. Politics, you know, what we need to do is read the Bible, apply the Bible, and the Bible is going to speak to every single thing that we do. It's going to speak to the race issues that we're facing in this country, where it's going to speak to the people that are shooting the
yeah.
cops and the cops that are abusing their authorities, the issues of race. It's going to speak to marriage.
Right.
It's going to speak to having sexual relationships when you're a teenager. It's going to speak to those people
Murder.
Where their hormones are raging and they need some information and guidance. It's going to speak to marriage and family. It's going to speak to the issue of abortion. It's going to speak to every single thing. The problem is if you always want to do a 40,000-foot flyover and you never want to come down to reality and connect the dots about how life really is being impacted and what the Bible says to you on a day-to-day life, that's fine for Sunday morning, but what do I do? How do I apply that Sunday night and Monday when I go to work? That's the problem. And if you had pastors thinking about that from a worldview perspective, then they wouldn't be worried about whether they're going to engage in politics. You speak from the Bible,
right,
and you are engaging in quote-unquote politics, if you will, because it addresses the civil body politic.
And teaching your people about these issues then in turn teaches them how to elect leaders that follow those biblical issues.
Well, that's right. My friend Nancy Piercy wrote a book called Total Truth. It's a great read. And it points out that this is a false line of demarcation between political issues, cultural issues, and religious issues or Christian issues. You hear the separation of church and state. You cannot separate the state from the church because the Bible is total truth. Christianity, Christ is the person of truth. He represents truth. So the state, everything in the world, everything in the universe falls under the umbrella of the total truth of Christ. So there is nothing that the biblical worldview does not speak to, does not address, because the biblical worldview is total truth. So the political issues are the moral issues, are the issues that fall under the purview of the church, and it is incumbent upon pastors to speak to these specific issues.
You know, just do a sermon on the Sermon on the Mount, a sermon series on the Sermon on the Mount, and just by going verse by verse, paragraph by paragraph, thought by thought, you're going to address a wide variety of issues that connect with everyday life. And you're going to address the issue of loving your enemies, persecution. You're going to address the issue of sexual immorality, of obedience to God. I mean, you're going to address
murder,
a wide variety,
yeah,
of issues, murder, mm-hmm, hatred, you know, that you should not murder.
Idolatry.
That's what you've heard.
Right.
But if you have hatred
right
towards
there,
someone,
yeah,
you've already committed that in your heart.
Right.
Yeah, you've got all of these things that are coming, that just jump off the page. Unfortunately, pastors don't seem to preach on those. The Bible itself naturally connects the theological with our sociological, with our everyday life. It's transformative, and it connects everything that we do. It affects everything we do. And when they disconnect, when they make it secular and sacred, church and state, and then they think of, well, should I speak about politics or not? You have no choice but to speak about this if
Absolutely.
You're preaching from the Bible.
And not only teaching them about issues, but then teaching them to research for themselves when it comes to the candidates in the elections, to really find out, do these people embrace biblical, you know, truths? Do they, is their character really one that we want in office that follows these godly truths? You know, so teaching your people to do that as well.
Yeah, no question. So, you know, when we talk about voter registration, I don't ever talk about it as a political act. I, in fact, say it's not a political act. It's a prophetic witness to the community. If you believe, for example, and speak on Sunday that God is the creator of life and the taking of innocent human life is murder, then how can you on Tuesday not connect the dot? How can you walk into the ballot box and elect somebody as your agent, your representative, who will do exactly the opposite, who will ultimately involve himself or herself in policies that take innocent human life. So you got to connect these dots. We have information at Liberty Council. It's the Pastors and Patriots Initiative designed to encourage and educate pastors on engaging the culture. And we have a DVD called Silence is Not an Option. And we have sent that out to thousands and thousands of pastors and people around the country. I encourage you to get a copy of this because the research here from George Barna is disturbing. I can understand, you know, if people are looking at politics disassociated from the Bible, they might get problem with politics because they're just looking at that. They're looking at people. But they need to be focused on our biblical mandate to be salt and light, to ultimately transform the culture, not to be transformed by it, but as Christ has transformed our lives, everything around us we have to be engaged in. It's our community, it's our nation, it's our world, and Christ will hold us accountable for those talents, those opportunities that he has provided to us, specifically here in America, when we have that right to vote. So ask for the DVD, Silence is Not an Option, along with the Patriot's Handbook, Silence is Not an Option series at lce.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.